everyone. This is Kevin with English Roundtable, and today I'm joined with Noor. How are you doing today, Noor?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's good to see you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a time, some time, yeah.
Yeah. And Noor and I, we used to work together. We used to teach together. And now I actually want to sit down with him and talk about his life and his experiences.
Sure, sure. My pleasure.
Yes. So just take me through it. Tell me about your life, if you will.
Sure, sure. So I'm actually Canadian born. So I was born in Canada, in Toronto. I lived there for about 3 years. So I was a baby. I don't remember much. Then we moved to Dubai. I lived in Dubai for about 8 years. It's because of my father's job. So that's why he moved a lot. So he took us. He took his family with him. So, yeah.
I would hope he... I was glad he took you with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah. So that was good. It was a great experience.
Yes. Yeah. So you were three whenever you left Canada.
Yeah.
Is that right? And then did you ever return back to Canada after you moved?
No.
Really?
Not really. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you didn't have any other relatives or family there to return back to?
I have just one uncle.
Okay.
Living in Canada, but he goes to Egypt once a year, so we didn't really have to go to Canada.
I see. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what do you, I guess, identify as? Because if you've moved around so much and you were born in Canada, do you say you're Canadian? Do you say, you know, what do you usually kind of say?
That's my problem, actually. Like, I don't know. I was born in Canada and grew up in Dubai and Egypt, in Cairo, and I always felt out of place. I always felt, where is my home? So now I think my home is where my family lives. They live in Egypt.
I see.
So I guess that's home. But still, I find it difficult to adapt to Egyptian culture sometimes.
Right.
I feel like an outsider.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
especially, you know, living in Japan, I still feel like an outsider at times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you never get 100% used to it. Even if you've lived here for 10 plus years, it's still just like, you know, I say this is my home because this is where my family is.
Yeah.
But I still have that kind of disconnect.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So it is kind of interesting. And
it is. It
especially
is.
For you to have kind of three different places that you could attach or identify to is interesting. I could see probably why Canada you don't attach too much.
Yeah,
would
yeah,
you say
yeah.
that's true?
That's true. That's true. Yeah, yeah. But the good part is I can adapt like easily, like wherever I go. So when we moved from Canada to Dubai, Dubai to Egypt, I had to kind of say goodbye to my friends and make new friends and try to adapt to my surroundings.
Right, right.
So when I came to Japan, I found it easy to adapt to Japanese life and routine, and maybe that's the good part.
Oh yeah, that's a really
moving
good
around.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Especially different countries.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
then you've
exactly.
got such different experiences. And yeah, you have to adapt very quickly.
Yes, 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 yeah.
That is a good trait, I think, actually.
Yeah, that helped me a lot. But yeah, it was difficult to adapt to Japan. It's pretty different, very different from like the Middle East.
Right.
Yeah, North Africa, like Egypt or Dubai in the Middle East.
What would you say were the some of the biggest differences?
The biggest differences, okay. Number one is religion.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In Egypt and in Dubai, UAE, Islam is the biggest religion there. Religion and culture go together. They mix. You don't, actually, sometimes you don't know, is that culture or is that religion? Is that a custom or is that part of religion? Even in politics, religion goes really deep into the country. In Japan, most people have no religion, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was the biggest, one of the biggest differences.
Right. If it's not too personal, are you practicing?
Used to.
Okay.
But now I don't anymore.
Were you practicing when you came to Japan?
A little bit, yeah, yeah. But I always felt that there was some, this in my personal opinion, religion is man-made. So I always felt that there's something strange about it. It didn't feel holy, I would say. It didn't feel like it's the word of God.
Right.
I still believe that there is a higher power, but I don't practice religion.
Yeah, I can understand that for sure. And then I'm sure when you came to Japan with that lack of actual connectivity with religion or a higher power, it that could have maybe decreased that feeling as well.
Yeah,
it really is just not around. I mean, obviously we've got the temples and the shrines, but I don't know, for some reason, unless you're really, really deep into it, I find it more of just one of those traditions that you have to do.
That's true, yeah. I found it also, I was a little bit surprised that people say we have no religion, but they go to temples and pray.
That is
Isn't that religion?
Yeah, that's true. That is something to think about for sure. Yeah.
But as you said, it seems like it's more of a custom, a tradition, something that people do. Not necessarily religion.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. So anyway, let's get back to the main course. Of where we were at. Is there anything else that was different that you felt? So religion is one kind of disconnect.
Food.
Oh yeah.
Food is pretty different. Yeah. Everything, of course, everything is in Egypt or Dubai is basically cooked. No raw food. Mm-hmm. Only salad. Yeah, and it's hot. I mean, not spicy, just hot.
Okay.
Yeah, cold food. Even though it's a hot country, cold food is not a thing.
Oh, really? I'm a little ignorant with Middle Eastern cultures, and especially with the food, those types of things. Mm-hmm. So this is interesting to hear.
Yeah, like even coffee, like there's no iced coffee.
Oh, really?
That's just relatively new. Like people usually drink coffee. Coffee is hot. Mm-hmm. There's no iced coffee.
Wow.
But recently, after like Starbucks came, changed that. Yeah.
A Starbucks next to the pyramids.
Yeah. That's actually true. There is a KFC next to the pyramids.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice view.
That's kind of intrigues me, is a lot of these old, very old, distinct places. Mm. Let's use the pyramids as an example.
Yeah.
The pictures are widely, vastly different, I'm sure, than if you turn the camera around.
Yeah, very different. Yeah.
And I think that's just so funny.
Like, yeah, it is.
Just that, you know, the picture just says, oh, this is all that is for miles and miles. But as you just said, there's a KFC right behind you.
And just that, from a specific angle, you can get it. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. It's not that obvious, but yeah, from a specific angle, you can actually take a picture with the KFC behind.
No way. Okay. I'll have to look that up, because that's, to me, that's just hilarious.
It is.
Mix of modern and, you know, ancient coming together, but it looking ridiculous.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But I think the government is planning to remove all that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. They made it, they're doing a good job, like also building the new museum. Mm. It's set to, I think it will open this year, the end of this year.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, just next to the pyramids. It's a huge museum.
Okay. Well, see, that I can now let pass by.
Yeah. So I think they have a plan to remove all the shops.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah. Like near the pyramids, because it's kind of like pollution.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it doesn't look great.
It's an eyesore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm actually happy to hear that, because if I go somewhere, something like that, I would be a little disappointed maybe to see all of that around. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, right. It's kind of like when I came to Japan and I went to, have you ever been to Chiba Castle?
Yes, a long time ago.
Yeah, right. I was, it's a castle. And then I go in and there's an elevator. Right. I was like, why there is an elevator in the castle? It ruins it for me when they put like modern stuff in ancient like buildings.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. Maybe Chiba Castle is not ancient, but there are old like castles in Japan and they have elevators inside. Why?
Yeah. No, I feel the same way. I'm very mutual with that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have that kind of picturesque moment where, I'm back in, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, but really, you really realize how quickly you're just in a city.
Yes.
And
exactly.
It's just there. So yeah, I feel kind of the same. Just that disconnect.
I'm not a fan of that. Yeah.
Is there anything else that you felt to be kind of strange and that you had to adapt to coming from Middle East to to Japan. So the food for sure.
The people are very different.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, it's more like in Egypt, people are more talkative, very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, people are friendly, but more shy. Not all of them, of course.
Right.
Especially in Tokyo, Chiba area. The first thing I noticed when I arrived, I hopped on the train. And then the first thing I noticed, it's silent and everybody on their phones.
Mm.
Nobody's talking. That was really weird. I'm like, that's interesting. Yeah, everybody's looking at their phones and...
Big culture shock.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah, then whenever it's so silent, you feel like you have to be even more silent because you don't want to make any noise or be the disruption.
Exactly.
You don't want to be the umbrella that falls and everybody looks at it.
Exactly. I'm not sure if that's good or bad. I'm not sure, but mm-hmm. that's just an observation.
Right, of course.
And one thing I remember doing, I spent the whole day in Japan without speaking a word. That was very strange for me. Like, I went to a restaurant, I went to the convenience store, I did some groceries, but I didn't speak a word. Yeah. I went home and I realized that I felt sad. It didn't feel good. Lack of communication or socializing. There was nothing. So that never happened to me before. Spending a day without speaking one word.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that is something very different.
Did that happen to you before?
No, that's interesting. Well, my experience was a little bit different. The first time I came, I actually came with my parents.
Mm.
And we did like a family visit with some of my family that lives here.
Mm.
So I didn't come alone my first time. So I still had communication. Mm. And then when I started coming regularly after that by myself.
Oh.
But yeah, I would go, you're right, I would go stretches maybe without really talking to anybody.
Oh, huh, huh.
So now that you brought that back, I'm realizing there were times where maybe, you know, I had no communication with a single person an entire day.
And
that is kind of strange.
But how did it make you feel?
Yeah, it is very lonely.
Mm, mm, mm.
You definitely feel the outsider, you know, being outside of the whole system of it all until you get used to it, like we are now.
That's true, yeah.
But just being on the outside was definitely strange.
Mm, mm.
And then maybe you experienced this too when I first moved out alone in Japan, and that was really strange. That was when it was like, okay, I am alone.
Oh, it hits you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then for me, I was living kind of close to a train, so...
Mm.
Before I got wise and got like a noisemaker, I had to get used to that train every 5 minutes.
Oh.
And that was a big change for me because I came from kind of the countryside.
Mm.
So, you know, the background noise for me was just kind of crickets.
Mm.
And that silence.
Mm, mm.
But at least it was sound, right?
Mm.
But whereas in the, in the city, it's maybe just train every 5 minutes.
Oh.
And so that was something I had to get used to. It took me about a month.
Oh my God, yeah. That sounds... like Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the city. Yeah,
especially in the middle of the night when there's just no activity. And you just got that kind of dead silence. Because there's no, especially in the city, there's really no insects that you can hear.
Not
for where I live, so.
Yeah, it took me some time to get used to that silence. It was uncomfortable silence.
Oh, very, very.
Yeah. Coming from Egypt, one of the problems in Egypt is noise pollution. It's loud.
Mm.
The cars, the people, it's pretty loud. And people sleep late, around 1 or 2 a.m.
Really?
Yeah. In Japan, probably people, not sleep, but everybody is home around 8. And a lot of shops, if you live in a residential area, probably is going to be just very quiet.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
You're right.
Yeah, yeah. So it took me some time to get used to that.
Yeah, very good point. I live kind of maybe the same, it sounds like, same area or style of area where, yeah, things about 9 o'clock, they're settling down.
Yeah.
There's not much happening.
Yes.
There might be just the supermarket that's open or
that's true, yeah,
convenience
yeah.
store. That's about it.
Exactly.
But I've gotten used to that. I like that, actually. Mm, it's kind of peaceful.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Whenever I go back to Egypt, yeah, the I get dizzy because of how loud it is.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I get headaches because of that. So, yeah, I would say Japan is, yeah, when it comes to, like, noise, Japan is much better.
Yeah.
Way better.
Yeah. That's funny that you said that, because I have the same when I go back to my hometown in America. I have a reverse culture shock, okay. Meaning I still consider that to be my home where I'm from, and that's where I live for the, you know, where I live for most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So when it going back, it feels like it's reverse culture shock.
I'm
going back to where I grew up, but it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like it's my actual home.
Yeah, exactly.
And that takes me a lot of time actually to get used to.
Mm.
And when I get back to Japan, it feels like, okay, I'm back.
Home. Yeah, 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 exactly.
So yeah, for me, it's the same. The people are just louder. Mm. It kind of annoys me.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah. That's true.
So just that change is, yeah, very deep.
Exactly.
Is there anything else about Egypt? I mean, I could go on for a long time actually asking you questions, but for time's sake, I do want to kind of wrap up.
Oh, sure.
Are there any misconceptions that other people might have about Egypt, or is there things that you feel like people should know about?
Yeah, Cairo is a big city, just like Tokyo. Yeah,
skyscrapers and
A lot of buildings. Yeah, we don't live in tents.
There you go. That's a misconception.
We don't have camels walking around.
Mm.
Yeah, they have like a specific area, like near tourist areas. You can ride a camel.
Okay.
Or a horse. Yeah.
Is it? Well, this might sound ignorant, but I don't know. So
that's fine. It's fine.
Do people still actually ride like camels or horses in the city? Like, you can't do that? Is that illegal, or it's just not happening?
It's illegal now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's illegal now. But near the pyramids, you will find maybe sometimes they will go on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But very rarely.
So would you say that's kind of more now like a touristy type thing?
Exactly. Yeah. It's just a touristy thing now. Yeah, people will go to ride camels around the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or horses are actually great. Like, I love riding horses. Yeah.
So did you do that a lot whether you were living in, I guess, Dubai or Egypt?
Yeah, I did that a lot in Egypt. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just go ride a horse and just go around the pyramids. And then you can just camp.
Wow, and, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, drink some tea. It's great.
Wow, so you would just ride around the pyramids like it was
any
other day.
Yeah, exactly.
See, to me, that sounds amazing. You know, that is one of the wonders of the world.
It is,
I would love to experience that one day. That's, you know, definitely on my list of, like, places or things I would love to go to and see.
Yeah. And you have to go inside the pyramids.
You can go in?
Yeah. Now you can. Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes it's closed for research
mm-hmm.
because they're always researching. And there are, like, a lot of hidden chambers in the pyramids. So sometimes they close it because there's a team of scientists, like, checking what's inside.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But usually it's open.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah, see, I thought it was closed. I did not
sometimes
know.
Sometimes, yeah,
yeah. Okay.
It's like an Indiana Jones experience.
Really?
When you go in.
So how have they, what have they done inside to make it more, you know, accessible? Is there a lot of man-made type of?
A little bit, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like some stairs, lights,
mm-hmm.
but it's minimal.
Okay, that's good.
So
that's
you don't feel like it's modernized or whatever, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, now I'm really excited. Yeah. I didn't know you could go in.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
But it's illegal to climb the pyramids.
Yeah. So don't climb it. I've seen people take pictures maybe like sitting on it and stuff. That's no-no, right?
That's a no-no, yeah, yeah. There's a security man always like walking around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people climbed up and they fell.
Oh, really?
Died, unfortunately. Yeah. So it's pretty dangerous. It's really high.
Yeah, it's really I didn't realize how big it was.
It's really high. So,
All right, good to know.
Mm.
All right, well, in the future, I would like to talk more about it. And,
sure.
For today, I just wanted to kind of get a brief background about Egypt and just kind of your feelings toward it comparing with Japan.
Yeah.
Definitely future, let's sit down and talk a little bit deeper about it.
Oh, sure, yeah.
All right, Noor, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to English Roundtable, made possible by Khan Nagaigo Career College in Tokyo, Japan.
If you enjoyed hearing natural English conversation, subscribe and like us wherever you're listening, and check us out on YouTube, Twitter, and our other SNS platforms, which will be in the description for this episode. Head over to the YouTube page to see some of the keywords we used in the conversation and other activities to test your English listening skills. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.